In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. One of the verses that struck out to me yesterday, that we are to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. Oh yes, shining like stars. Now if you look up at the stars, they don't try to shine. By their very nature, they shine. And we, by our very nature in Jesus Christ, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. It is a perverse generation. We kill our children. Yes, we kill our children. Yes, from the womb we kill our children. Not only that, we have marriage between a man and a woman and a woman. We are a crooked and perverse generation. And you, as a Christian, as a Catholic, are called to shine like a star in this crooked and perverse generation, bringing light to the world. Let me tell you, the only light that the world has are the people that believe in Jesus. I call it the church. The only light that the world has is the Church of Jesus Christ. He said, "You are the light of the world." Hallelujah. You are the light of the world. And the only light the world has, you, me, and everyone else in the church that have given their lives to Jesus. Have you given your life to Jesus? Have you given your life to Jesus? You will decide that if you give your life to Jesus, how meaningful your life will become. Yes, shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. How perverse, how crooked this generation is. And it is in need of people who love Jesus and who will love one another. Oh, yes. We show our love between us and Jesus as we love one another. First, we love God, and then we are called to love one another. And we are called to do that, whether convenient or inconvenient, in season or out of season. We are called to shine like stars. So I ask you this question. How bright is your star? How bright is your star? You know, the moon gets its light from the sun, and you and I get our light from the S-O-N. The moon gets its light from the S-U-N, but I and you get our light from the S-O-N. Oh, yes, we get our light from Jesus. He is the light of the world, and he calls us to be lights in the world, shining like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. In order to shine like stars, we must realize that we are in the world, but not of the world. That we are in the world, but not of the world. And when we become of the world, we're useless. We're useless if we become of the world. We are called to be in the world, but not of the world. Do you understand what I'm saying? So today I say, shine on stars, shine, shine, in this crooked and perverse generation. Chapter 3 of Philippians. Finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise be the name of Jesus. Glory and praise to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. To write the same things to you, to me indeed, is not difficult, but for you it is safe. In other words, Paul has to keep on writing the basic things to the Philippian community. And he doesn't mind doing that. To write the same things to you is indeed not grievous, but for you it is safe. Paul writes over and over again. And what does he write? He writes that we are saved by grace through faith, producing good works. Oh, yes. Because if we shine like stars in this crooked generation and we get our light from Jesus, we must have good works. We are not saved by our good works, no. We are saved by grace through faith, which produces good works. Oh, only grace can save us. Only grace can save us. And Paul knew this. Paul knew this, that it was grace, the grace of God that saved him. He was on the Damascus Road, ready to put people in jail that belonged to the way, that belonged to be Christians. He knew that he was saved by grace. He had no goodness in him of his own. He persecuted the Church of Jesus Christ. And in the midst of the persecution, God showed up. Jesus showed up. Isn't it wonderful when Jesus shows up, when things begin to change? Oh, yes, I've had it many times. Jesus showing up and doing things that only Jesus can do. How many times have you seen Jesus showing up? I'll tell you, today he showed up because one of my friends went to the church today to bring the missalettes, and he had my keys. And you know what? He took the keys with him. But you know, he came back with the keys. Jesus showed up. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, yes, we want to praise you. We want to rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Beware of the dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. Beware of the Judaizers that want to circumcise you. You are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Circumcision is not necessary to be a Christian, to be a Catholic. It's not necessary. St. Paul, he was circumcised on the eighth day, but he counts all this stuff as dung that passes away. Beware of the dogs, beware of the evil workers. Beware of the concision, for we are the circumcision who worship God in spirit. Oh, yes, you know, we worship God in spirit and in truth. And we rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. That's right. I have no confidence in the flesh, but we rejoice in Christ Jesus. But I'm going to tell you, one thing that's wrong with Christians and priests and ministers, we don't know who we are in Christ Jesus. Oh, yes. That needs to be revealed so that we can do and be what God wants us to be. I remember talking to two seminarians, and I was telling them some of the things that God had done in my life and how I have seen him work as I minister to people. And their question was, does that make you proud? Well, I'm going to tell you, I didn't do it. It was Jesus who did it. I'm not saying I'm not proud. If I am, Lord, take it out of me. But I just spoke, you know, it said it was Jesus who did it. How can I, a broken vessel, be proud of what God has done? I'm proud in Jesus. I'm proud for Jesus, I should say. I'm proud that he has worked through me, yes. But I'm not proud in myself. In myself, I have nothing to give. We need to remember what it said in Philippians. Have this mind in you that was in Christ Jesus, that he emptied himself, becoming a slave even unto death. He did not count himself equal to God. We need to know that when we are in the lowest part of our lives, that God wants to work in us, for us, and through us. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinks he has confidence, he might trust in the flesh, I more have confidence, could have confidence, not does have confidence. I could have confidence. Why? I was circumcised on the eighth day. I was a Hebrew stock born of Israel. I was born of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews as touching the law, a Pharisee. So this is a you know, this is a beautiful, people want to say, you know, who are you? When I go to speak outside, they say, oh, what do you want us to say about you? And I say, tell them I want to love Jesus more. Well, what do I have as credentials? I'm a broken vessel. The power of God works through the broken vessel if you give the broken vessel to Jesus. Oh, yes. I have nothing to be proud of. I just want to follow Jesus. I want to shine like stars in this crooked and perverse generation. I want to be all in all for Jesus Christ. I have nothing of my own. My own has nothing. Everything belongs to Jesus. Jesus, it's yours. I'm yours. Work through me. Work in me. Work for me. So Paul could have become puffed up, but he knew who he was. He knew that in Christ Jesus, he was a broken vessel. He knew that in Christ Jesus, he was always a man in need. Concerning zeal, I persecuted the church, touching the righteousness which is of the law. I tell you, he went out after Christians to put them in jail and even to kill. So Paul talks about zeal, but it was not good zeal. Good zeal manifests the glory of God. Good zeal proclaims Jesus Christ. Good zeal rejoices in the Lord always. But the things that were gained to me, his pedigree, I count as loss for Christ. In other words, they don't mean anything to me. They don't mean anything to me anymore. My Christ has saved me, and he has given me a new life in the Spirit, and it's all by grace. And I have responded to that grace. I do not think any more of the things that I once thought of, that I had a good pedigree. No, no. I want to be in Christ. I want to love Jesus. I want to be with Jesus. But what things were gained for me, his credentials, I have counted as loss for Christ Jesus. In other words, it doesn't mean anything to him anymore that he was born of the tribe of Benjamin, that he was a Hebrew of Hebrews, that he was a Pharisee, that he was circumcised on the eighth day. It doesn't mean anything to him anymore, because he's given it all up for Jesus Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all those things as loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord. This knowledge is not word knowledge in your head. This knowledge is to experience God. He has experienced God. It started on the Damascus Road. Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Who are you? I am Jesus, whom you persecute. Oh yes, it all started on the Damascus Road. And I'm going to tell you this, it never stopped in Paul. In Paul, it never stopped, because he gave himself to Jesus Christ every day. And that's what we are to do, to give ourselves to Jesus every day. I have suffered the loss of all things, and I count them as manure, that I may win Christ. In other words, you know, I've got nothing but Jesus. As Sadie used to tell me, the little old lady, no one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Oh, just to be in that place that only Jesus can help us. Only Jesus can give us what we need. Only Jesus is Lord. My life is in him. In him I live and move and have my being. Apart from Christ, I'm nothing. Apart from Christ, I do not shine. Apart from Christ, you are nothing. Apart from Christ, you don't shine. So why be apart? Why be apart from the Lord? Make sure you get to confession and confess your sins. Yes, though your sins be red as scarlet, I will make them white as snow. That's what the Lord says. in Isaiah. And I want to be found in Christ, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Yes. My righteousness is not in myself. My righteousness is not in myself or yourself. Your righteousness is in Jesus. My righteousness is in Jesus. That I may know Him, not know about Him, experience Him, and the power of His resurrection. Yes, I want to know the power of His resurrection. Jesus is not dead. He's alive. The tomb was empty. I remember telling you about Philip, the little boy, who had troubles learning. And it was springtime. And the teacher told all the children to bring something alive that shows spring. And everybody, and one person brought a butterfly, another one brought some flowers, and so on and so forth. When they came to Philip, he had an egg that was cracked in two, and there was nothing inside the egg. And the teacher said, "Philip, why'd you do that? What did you bring to show us spring?" And he looked at the egg that was broken in two with nothing in it. He says, "The tomb is empty." Oh, yeah. He might have had learning disabilities, but he was close to Christ. He was close to Jesus. The tomb is empty. Yes, the tomb is empty. But more than that, He has given us His Holy Spirit. His Holy Spirit, I want to know the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings. Ah, that means to be persecuted. We remember the apostles in the fourth chapter, how they were persecuted and they rejoiced in the Lord, asking that they would be able to speak the word from now on and more with boldness, being conformed to His death. St. Paul said, "I live, no longer I, but Christ lives in me. In the life I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me." You know, Jesus loves you. He gave Himself for you. Oh, yes, I don't care what predicament you're in. Trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. He will get you out of the predicament. He will walk with you in the predicament. I don't know what you're suffering today, but I say trust Jesus. Give your sufferings to Jesus. Tell Him, "I want to live for You. I am in need of You, that I may know Jesus and the power of His resurrection, and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." In other words, He will attain to the resurrection of the dead. Why? Because He is shining like a star in this crooked and perverse generation. Because His life is in Christ. Because He no longer lives, but Christ lives in Him. That's St. Paul. "Not as though I already have attained it." Has not attained the resurrection of the dead. "Either were I already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which I have been apprehended by Jesus Christ." In other words, St. Paul says, "I want to apprehend the Lord Jesus Christ, but He first apprehended me." It all started in the Damascus Road. "Who are you, sir?" "I am Jesus whom you persecute." Jesus apprehended him before Paul apprehended Jesus. Same with me. You know, same with you. Jesus first loved you before you loved Him. Oh, yes. You know, He says, "I love you as the Father loves you." It all starts with God. It doesn't start with us. We are those people that when God does something, we respond. Oh, yes, with me, it was at the glory of God when I saw it in the chapel. And I said, "You can have my whole life." And you know what? He took me at my word that I had His whole life I wanted him. I wanted to know him and the power of his death and resurrection. And you know, I believe in that day that God came to me in an awesome and mystical way. But you know what? Today I have faith. I don't have feeling. Today I believe. I don't have this wonderful experience, feeling. Feeling is good, but it's not what counts. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Yes, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You have been called toward the mark for the prize of calling on God in Jesus Christ. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If there is anything or otherwise minded, God shall reveal this to you. In other words, if you are not thus minded in Christ in areas, God's going to reveal it to you so that you can get rid of it. Like you say, I'm afraid. God wants to get rid of that fear. He wants to get rid of that fear. He wants you to know that He is the Lord, and you don't need to keep being afraid. Or you might say, well, I'm not very smart. I'm telling you, you don't have to be very smart. You just need to be very faithful. Very faithful. Read the scriptures. Very faithful. Yes, it's all about being faithful. Grace, which produces faith, which produces good works. Nevertheless, we have already attained. Wherefore we have already attained. Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. Brothers, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk, so that you may have us as an example. Paul says, you know, I want you to be a follower. Do what I do. Do what I do. You see, not only is that what he calls them to do, but he wants them to share in the anointing that God has been given to him. Do what I do in the power of the Spirit. You know, we need people who will mentor young men and women into the kingdom of God and let them know who they are in Christ and what they are in Christ and what power they have in Christ. I'm telling you, the Lord is so great. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Yes, these are people that started to believe, gave their life to Jesus, and now they are enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. Some of them are saying circumcision is what counts. That makes you an enemy of Jesus Christ. That is not what counts. What counts is being a new creation in Christ through the power of the Spirit. And their end is destruction. Their God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who mind earthly things. Yes. You know, earthly things come and go. They pass away. They pass away. You know, you say, I want a brand new whatever. These things pass away. They pass away. God says, I'm the only thing, not the thing at all, I'm the only person that doesn't pass away as you continue to commit your life to me. For our conversation is in heaven. Yes. And from there, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, our citizenship is in heaven. And from heaven, we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our mortal bodies and fashion our bodies as His body gloriously, according to the working that He is able even to subdue all things unto Himself. He will change our mortal bodies into resurrection bodies. How do I know that? Because that's what the scripture says. Our bodies will become like Him. Resurrected bodies, yes. And that will take place at the end of time when Jesus comes in glory as the judge of the living and the dead. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen. You have been apprehended by Christ, so shine like a star in this crooked and perverse generation. Shine, 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 and draw people to Christ. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.